we can start with the hypnosis. You can sit in a comfortable position and have your spine straight and have your, I have my rose quartz crystal with me. Amazing, yes. Yes, you can hold it and just do the hypnosis with it, yes. Just like anything else, crystals can have energy with them, you know, just like your clothes, just like our hair, you know, everything we touch holds an energy. And, you know, crystals can be charged with the energy of the moon or, you know, when you wash them with water or put them underneath the ground, the earth, you know, to get the positive energy. And, you know, you kind of having them and holding them. Yes, it's amazing. It's, you know, it's creation of the divine. Creation of the divine is always has high vibration, like nature, you know, stones, like trees, like, you know, all of these, like flowers, all of these things have really high vibration. And that's why in herbal medicine, even herbs, we make tea out of them and they're purifying your organs and your body. And why? Because they have high energy, high vibration. So yeah, anything with nature, it's the high vibrational and it's healing. So yeah, just take a seat in a comfortable position and have your spine straight and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And you can close your eyes and relax your whole body, relaxing your forehead, relaxing your eyes, relaxing your cheeks, your scalp. You can even relax your tongue, your neck, your shoulders and your arms, relaxing your hands, your chest, your back, relaxing your abdomen, your hips and your legs, relaxing your feet, relaxing every single muscle, every single cell in your body. And you can just focus on my voice. Anything else you hear from the outside will make you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now, I would like you to imagine that you are walking in a beautiful forest. And this forest is so peaceful and magical. There are tall trees with big green leaves. And there are flowers everywhere. And you keep walking and you can feel the forest absorbing all the tension from your body. And you release all the tension, all your thoughts and emotions. And you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. There's nothing you need to do. There's nowhere you need to be. You can just relax for the session. And you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you keep walking in the forest. And you feel the peaceful energy in your breathing, the oxygen, the fresh air from the forest. And you look down at your feet and you realize that you have no shoes on. And you can feel the earth on your feet and you can feel it absorbing all the tension in the soles of your feet, which makes you grounded. You feel the energy penetrating the ground, the earth, all the way to the core of the earth. And you keep walking and you look up in the sky and you see thousands and thousands of stars in the night sky. And you see this big, bright, shining light coming towards you. And the bright shining light comes closer and closer and fills you in like a cup, filling in your crown, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your tongue, your neck, your shoulders and your arms, coming down, your chest, your back, your abdomen, your hips and your legs. And the light keeps coming down, filling in your whole body, your brain, your spine, all the nerves, filling in your heart, your lungs, your stomach, your liver, your kidneys, your reproductive system. Every single cell, every single bone is filled in with this pure divine light. And it keeps coming like a waterfall, coming down your forehead, washing away any illusions, any confusion, any attachments. Coming down your throat, washing away any way you can't express yourself. Coming down your chest, washing away any anger, resentment, any jealousy or unworthiness, any sadness or grief. Coming down your abdomen, washing away any blame and doubt. Coming down your hips, washing away any shame, any guilt, any powerlessness. Coming down your legs, washing away any fear, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of getting hurt, fear of not being good enough. All of that is being washed away by this light and then flushed down into the earth. And you let go of everything that no longer serves you. And you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you embody your light body. Everything that no longer serves you is completely released from your system. And the light enters your heart center. From your heart, the light expands bigger than yourself, like a big bubble around you, a bubble of love and light. And you're safe and protected. And we can invite 100,000 angels and archangels, Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, to be here with us to help us in this session for everyone that is doing this hypnosis.
I didn't catch them.
And now you can just focus on my voice. Anything else you hear from the outside will make you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. I would like you to imagine that you're standing on top of some stairs. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I count down, you will take a step down and go deeper and deeper into relaxation. 10, you take a step down. 9, going deeper and deeper into relaxation. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At the bottom of the stairs, you see a white door with a golden handle. You reach out to open the door and you go inside. And you see green grass and blue sky and the sun is shining. And there are beautiful trees in the distance and roses everywhere. Pink roses and white and red roses. There's a river flowing beneath the trees. There's butterflies and birds. And you can feel the sunshine on your skin. The wind in your hair. You can smell the fragrance of the roses and feel the softness of the grass in the soles of your feet. And you're wearing a beautiful long white dress. And this place feels so peaceful, so beautiful. And you are in the present moment and just noticing everything and appreciating everything you see, all the creation of the divine. And you're amazed by the wisdom and perfection of the divine creation. And now, I would like you to see beautiful heavenly beings coming towards you, Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. And they take your hands and they take you up in the hills. They take you up the hill and you keep going with them. And on top of the hill, you see a beautiful castle. A castle made of crystals. Beautiful rose quartz crystal. And you go inside. And inside, there is a beautiful bed in the middle of the room. And you go there. And I would like you, just as you stand next to the bed, I would like you to bring up all of your wounds, all of your fears, all of your shames, and guilt, and resentment, and anger, all your wounds inside, all the unhealed parts of yourself, everything that has been hurting you in the past, every time someone treated you bad, every time someone punished you, every time you punished yourself. You bring out everything and you see it on your skin. All your inner wounds are shown on your skin, in your arms, in your chest, in your legs, in your face. Everything is on the outside. And you can feel the pain. It hurts so much. And these include your beliefs. What do you believe about things? What are your beliefs about men? What are your beliefs about women? What do you believe about love? What is love to you? What are your beliefs about marriage? About long-term relationships? About money? About health? All of these beliefs that come up that are not yours, they were passed on from other people, from parents and teachers and ancestors and brothers and sisters and friends. All that energy that belongs to others, that you hold so dearly within yourself, bring them up for healing right now. And you feel them and you feel so powerless, and you don't know what to do, and the angels guide you to the bed, and you lay down on the bed, and you see three beautiful women, divine women, coming towards you, and they hold a bucket with some water inside. And inside, they have a beautiful cloth, which they take out and start cleansing and cleaning your wounds from your face, from your neck, from your arms and chest, your abdomen and legs. And as they're washing away your wounds, your skin becomes healthy again. And it clears away all of your fears, all of your hurts, all of your pain. And they remove it completely. And one of the women puts her hand on your forehead, making you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. And the women cleanse your body completely and moisturize it so the wounds heal completely. And they brush your hair. They make you feel so powerful, at peace with yourself. And you have peace inside of your heart, peace in your mind. And this is enough for you. You are enough. and you get up. They help you get up on your feet. And you put on a dress, a beautiful golden dress. And they put a beautiful crown made of crystals on your head. Beautiful rose quartz crystals. And you feel so divine, so powerful. And you embody the qualities of kindness, compassion, forgiveness, patience, gratitude, and you're grateful. Grateful for everything. Grateful for everything that has been given to you as a gift. And everything you have is enough for you. This feeling of peace inside of your heart and mind is enough for you. This is the Holy Grail. This is what everyone looks for. It's the peace inside of your heart and mind, which creates the creative juices in your body. And you can use them to create anything you wish. What do you want to create? And now with your beautiful gown and your crown on your head, you come out of the castle. And you set out for your life. What would you like to create? What is it that you want to do? And as you go down the hill, you close your eyes. And you start flying. And now I would like you to see yourself in 5 years' time. You see yourself in the future, 5 years' time. What do you see? What would you like to create? What does your health look like? What does your body look like? What is your diet like? What do you eat every day? And what do you do for a living? What do you do every day? Something creative that nourishes your soul. Something to create abundance. Something to help others and to serve the divine. What is it that you're doing with your time? Something that fills you up inside, makes you feel alive. What do you make for yourself in the kitchen to eat? Do you eat healthy food, green vegetables and fruits and beautiful, creative food that you can eat and nourish your body? And you can feel the body inside of you nourishing every single cell in your body. And the work that you're doing fills you up with so much energy. And creates beautiful things in the world. And people appreciate it. Just looking at your creation makes them feel alive. And you are so proud of yourself. And so humble. And you go and help others to achieve the same. You help other women or men to love themselves, to love their lives, to create their lives, to create abundance of anything they wish to experience. And you're in the kitchen. What type of a relationship do you want to have? Who is around you? Your partner? What do they look like? What does it feel like? How do they smell? How do they make you feel? What type of things do they do to make you feel loved and wanted and safe and secure? They make you feel like you are important. And you just hug them tight. And that feels like home. It feels like home. We choose people that feel like home. And how do you spend your time together? What kind of things do you do? How do you nourish each other? How do you make sure that you meet each other's needs? What are your needs? What are their needs? And what are you going to do to make them feel like their needs have been met? And they feel loved and wanted and safe and heard and seen and accepted and respected and trusted. What do you do? How do you support them? What do they want from you? What do they need? You can ask them, what do you need? Do you need me to appreciate you? And tell you that I appreciate you every day, accept you with your flaws, and trust you. Ask them for what they need. And you tell them what you need. You need consistency. You need connection, intimacy. Do you need space sometimes? Do you need them to spend quality time with you? Do you need them to be supportive of your decisions? Do you need them to do things for you? Do you need them to tell you that they love you and say kind words to you? Do you need them to buy you gifts? What is it that you need from them? And you make sure that you meet each other's needs. And you hold each other's hands and say, thank you for being open and vulnerable with me. Thank you for telling me that what you need. Thank you for trusting me. And I'll do my best to meet your needs. And you hold them tight. What do you do every single day? Eat together, travel the world together. Do you have kids? Do you go on adventures? How do you see yourself in 5 years' time? How do you grow? How do you contribute to the community? How do you give back to the world? Every relationship is about giving and receiving. How do you give and receive from your partner, with your friends, with your work, with your health? The most important relationship you have, you will ever have, is with yourself. How do you treat yourself? How do you take care of yourself? How do you love yourself? Do you take the time to sit down, quietly and spend time with yourself. Spend time with the divine. Spend time with your creator, feeling the creator's love inside of your heart. And the divine loves you so dearly. All you need to do is let go and trust, surrender, and allow yourself to receive that love of the divine flowing inside of your heart. Just for a while, every single day. And then you come back into the world and experience the divine in your everyday life. And you experience the divine by appreciating everything around you. You appreciate the creator's creation. You appreciate nature. You appreciate the trees, the leaves. You appreciate flowers. You appreciate children and old people. You appreciate your family. You appreciate everything. You become the observer of your world. You don't get entangled with your emotions and feelings anymore. You just observe them. And you look at yourself from above. This life is so short. We must experience it fully in the present moment. And from this day forward, each and every time you see the color white, you will automatically drop into this energy of pure divine love within yourself. Place your hand on your heart and take a deep breath in and out. Each and every time you put your hands on your heart, you will feel this love of the divine inside of you. And you will automatically go into the vibration of appreciation, of gratitude. And faith is gratitude with patience. Being grateful for what's to come. Being patient with the divine time. Knowing that what's meant for you will reach you. Amen. And now I would like you to take a deep breath in, a deep breath out, and just stay in that energy of divine love for a while more.
Jai Om Param Jana Devana.
And I would like you now to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And just move your fingers, move your toes, move your hands and feet and arms and legs. And you can stretch your whole body, stretch your arms. And you can slowly and gently open your eyes, looking down first and then slowly looking up. And come back to your room feeling energized and feeling full of energy in the present moment. Hi guys! How are you guys feeling? Please let me know how you guys are feeling and if you have any questions. Diana said, amazing. Spooked out by the synchronicity. So good. Wow. I had my crystal and we did the rose quartz meditation. Yeah. Yes. Feels good. That's amazing, guys. Thank you so much for being here and thank you so much for doing this. Meditation together. It's really important at this time to raise our frequency and to move from a negative energy field into a positive energy field, because it's a time of really big transformation and this is what we need to do. Please do the breath every single day if you can, both of the breathing techniques. If you do them every day, that would be amazing. And if not, then you know, as many times as you can a week, it would be amazing. It will really help your ascension and help you from, you know, going from something negative into something positive. And this is what an alchemist does, is changing, shifting energy, right? You can move energy. And this is how we do it. So, yes, guys, I love you so much. And thank you so much, my love. It's so peaceful and beautiful. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for creating this space. I enjoyed it so much. Thank you for being here, my love. Thank you guys so much. And yes, I am creating so many things, and I'm going to send you the link to my website just to have a look as well. If anyone is interested, I have the courses. I have courses created now, and I'm just gonna send it to everyone. And sorry, just a few more questions. Hi dear, would you kindly share this meditation? I will do. I will send it to the group, to the WhatsApp group. If you're not in the group, please let me know. I have a headache for 2 days now and it's gone. Thank you so much, my beautiful. Thank you for sharing this, my love. That's amazing. I was interrupted and the voice wasn't clear for me. That's okay. Yes, definitely. I will send it to you, my love. And thank you so much, Satuda. Richest blessings to you. Love it. Thank you, my love. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for being here. So, yeah, I have courses on, and many of you have done the course already on self-love, 6 days of self-love. And in there, we do Kundalini yoga, we do breathing, we do different exercises on self-love. And then for the first 2 days, and then we do the second 2 days, we do love and relationships and the energy exchange between two people and chakras and the energy exchange between the chakras. Feminine and masculine energy and all of that. And the third week, the last two sessions are about your purpose and drive, and you know what your purpose is and how to get there and how to serve the divine and all of that stuff. So, and then I have a boundaries course as well. And some of you were doing that as well. You know, how to set boundaries and how to create boundaries, express your feelings and express your needs, and you know how to do this as well. And yes, there are some more courses coming soon, but I'm still working on them. And yes, guys, and also I have one-to-one sessions. If anyone's interested, we can work deeper on your subconscious programming and wounds. So yes, the session was so powerful and emotional. Loved it. Thank you again, Satuda. Thank you so much, my love. Thank you so much for being here, everyone. And I think next week is going to be the last one of this Saturday series until next time. I think it's going to be the last one. So I hope to see you again next week, same time. And I love you guys so much. And yes. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. Love you loads. Bye.